Right there kicked off our wonderful magical trip through Kyushu Island, southern Japan. That's right, we have an hour now to explore this fantastic and very exciting place, musically speaking. We just started, by the way, with a musician who is known as the Bob Dylan of Japan, perhaps, although that song certainly didn't sound like Bob Dylan, I don't think. I guess earlier in his career, he was more folk rock and had a big influence on the rock scene in Japan. Actually, his 1973 album was the first album to sell over 1 million copies in Japan alone. His name, yes, Yosui Inoue. That's Y-O-S-U-I. Last name, I-N-O-U-E. And the song we heard was Pi-Po-Pa. Yes, that was from his 14th album, which came out in 1990. It's called Handsome Boy. And weirdly, he started off his career in the early 70s, known as Andre Condre, and his first single was called Condre Mandre. That's way too confusing. So anyways, he's done well for himself. He is, by the way, from the city of Fukuoka. By the way, also in the background right now happening is an ambient guitar player, multi-instrumentalist named Takeshi Yamamoto, and this is from his Gaslight LP of 2020. The song is Rain. Yes, beautiful ambient stuff. And so a little bit about Kyushu Island. It is the third biggest of the main islands in Japan after Honshu, which is the one with Tokyo and most of the biggest cities. Then you got Hokkaido, the second biggest. We've actually done a program on the music of Hokkaido that's in the north of Japan. And yes, Kyushu is south of Honshu, so it's not as far south as like Okinawa and all the tropical smaller islands of Japan, but it is the southernmost of the main chain of islands. There's about 14 million people in Kyushu Island, and that's about 10% of the population of Japan. So, not a different ethnic group or language than the main island of Honshu. So I'd say this music is characteristically Japanese, nothing maybe too unexpected, although that's not always true. With Japanese, music is always very exciting, very futuristic, and very very odd, I would say, in some ways. You'll hear a whole bunch of different stuff. I'm not going to tell you too much, but actually we're going to next hear a song that's the closest thing to a folk song. And across Japan, folk songs are called minyo. So usually they're about pretty day-to-day things, fishing, herding, perhaps. This song is about mining. So yes, very exciting. So this song is just credited to the group from Fukuoka. And this is on the great archiving label Folkways Records. It's called Simply the Coal Miner's Song. And this compilation was arranged by Ryutaro Hattori from his own collection. Yes. So we're going to hear a beautiful old folk number here and then follow that up with some weird electronic hip-hop sort of stuff. And then you'll hear me attempt to put them together. So we'll see if it works. Stick around. Wandering Rhythms on CJSF 90.1 FN, traveling through the music scene of Kyushu Island, Japan. Yes, Wandering Rhythms here on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Little Burnaby Mountain. And we might as well be in Japan right now as we travel through the music scene of Kyushu Island. Yes, southern Japan. And we just heard four widely different artists from the city of Fukuoka, one of the biggest on the island. And the last one is a new-ish project of an artist named Takashi Kuranaga, and it is called Osteola. Yeah, we can call it electronic, I suppose. It is a song called Amalgamating Receptive Fields, Volume 1.21. Yes, the LP is Capturing Intertheoreticals. So yes, 2019. And before that, we took a trip to the past, 1980, and a classic rock band called Sheena and the Rockets. They actually sounded a bit more electronic, like definitely a 80s thing going on there with synths and stuff, but they're known more as a rock band. But I like that song in particular. It's called Ukabino Peach Girl. Yeah, Sheena and the Rockets from Fukuoka. And before that, we heard... you heard me try to put two things together. The second one was a interesting solo artist who goes by Tatumi. That's T-A-2-M-I. And this fellow, real name Tatsumi Akinobu, is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist monk from the countryside, who's also a multi-talented musician, battle DJ, beatboxer, and he will cut your head off with his hand. So yeah, pretty amazing to be a musician slash assassin. Sorry, stereotype, but yeah, Buddhist monk, musician. Wow, powerful fellow. And I mixed up his music with the previous song that I played, so you heard them separately, but I thought it was just too much fun to try to put that with an ancient folk song. So before that, we heard simply titled The Coal Miner's Song by Group from Fukuoka. And yeah, we got to hear them playing together that ancient song and the new Buddhist monk electro hip hop. Right on. So we heard music from Fukuoka, which is on the north coast of Kyushu Island. Next, we're going to travel just a little bit further southwest to the city of Nagasaki, which infamously was bombed with the atomic bomb during World War II, aside from probably the one that's more famous, which was perhaps more devastating in terms of fatalities, the one at Hiroshima, which is just a bit north of Kyushu Island. Only found one musician from the city of Nagasaki, which seems to have been rebuilt. This artist, this is a musician who, actually the band is based in Tokyo, but the singer and guitar player is from Nagasaki. And his name, probably not his real name, Guitar Wolf. That's right. They did a Ramones thing when the bass player is known as Bass Wolf, drummer is known as Drum Wolf. So yeah, Guitar Wolf, surprisingly long-running band for such a seemingly gimmick of a project. These guys are still going strong. They've put out, I don't even know how many albums, a lot of albums since their formation in 1987. So yeah, real name of the guitar player is Seiji. And this is their most recent album from 2019. It is gritty, it is dirty, and very exciting music. It's kind of hard on the ears, but yeah, hope you enjoy this. It's called Fireball Red Legend from the album Love and Jet. And that's Jet with two T's, because Joan Jett, big influence on these guys. But they're a lot more intense. yes, it's like rockabilly meets punk noise core, I would say. So yeah, Guitar Wolf coming right at you here.
1, 2, 3, 4!
You don't know.
につらび見えてなかったものが見えてきた。スタックリスタックリ It's a nice いつぶりのセンスじゃ負けそう。偽りも全部一人天に残り Stay 別れの時が来たら血の果て。いつかいつかバカでもう今こう見なってそれも遠い冷めてはっはあ、ふっとした拍子にシンクティングティングミー笑ってもいい背伸びした分のミッシングフィーリング後から気づくシンプリシティ笑い飛ばそう全てをしけもに火をつけて時にうっとりうっとしいやつやことも丸めて忘れて See the power in my heart forever、yeah. テテテンから降りてくるエスカレーターで君とミス She's a power in my heart forever テテテンから降りてくるエスカレーターで君とミス Yes to be 問題はなしママには秘密で夜中に Oh, oh let's cruising 俺のチャリで出よう途中のコンビニに寄ろう You're alone 類は見ないほどの美人一緒に食おうチョコに組み Let's match is いつでもありでも光る時はステージがいい曲を聴いてまったり俺もひらめいて曲も隠し飯食いに行ったりいつも一緒に食えりゃ feel so good 笑いが出る世の中を傍観しようしばしばいなくなったり気づいたら横にいるひょっこりShe's the power in my heart forever yeah. テテテンから降りてくるエスカレーターで君と見、yeah. She's the power in my heart forever、yeah. テテテンから降りてくるエスカレーターで君と見 It's me, yeah. It's me, yeah. It's me. Yeah.テテテンから降りてくる降りてくる降りてくる、yeah. テテテンから降りてくる降りてくる、yeah. Yeah.
Wandering rhythms traveling through the music scene of Kyushu Island. Kyushu Island, by the way, has a 4.2 ratingOn Google with over 1,200 reviews. Yes, the people have spoken and they like it. We just heard a jazzy hip-hop number and man, love Japanese hip-hop. It's just always so, so fresh and sultry and relaxing. So yeah, that was a project called Void. The song was MSN. That's from the city of Kagoshima, and it came out just last year in the 2020. Before that, we heard a very cute rock band. They're called Minamo, and yeah, reminds me of like a late 90s kind of angular prog grunge thing. Debut EP from that band, and yeah, that came out last year. Minamo. They're from the city of Kitakyushu, which is in the extreme north of Kyushu Island. So yeah, we heard a bunch of different stuff there. And going off in the background with this beautiful ambient guitar-based stuff is Takeshi Yamamoto, my man, with the song Dawn. And this is from a 2020 LP of his called Gaslight.And we're next making our way down to the south of Kyushu Island. We are visiting the city of Kumamoto. And this next band is called Nori the Funk Band, but they're not a funk band. They're just, I think, one person slicing and dicing some old songs, making some wild stuff out of it. So this is a song very...creatively called DGA25 right here. 2019 music from Kumamoto City. This is Wandering Rhythms traveling through the southern Japanese island of Kyushu. Yes, Wandering Rhythms here on CJSF Radio, the homeland of Coast Salish nations, including the Squamish, the Tsleil-Waututh, and the Musqueam nations, amongst many more as you travel across this expansive nation we call Canada. But right now we are in Kyushu, Japan, one of the southernmost islands, and the third biggest in all of Japan, yes. And we just heard a trio of artists from the city of Kumamoto. The last one was somehow very avant-garde and ancient and weird at the same time. It was called the Mother Tongue Project, and that is led by two men based in Kumamoto who are not from there. I don't know where they're from, but Richard Gilbert and Jeff Cairns are their names, and yes, they conceived of a project inviting a lot of Japanese and foreign musicians and some pretty intellectual and nerdy stuff for sure. The idea behind this album that we heard, the song was called New Sphere, which represents the kind of psychic connection that humans have across the world. It's like, think of the stratosphere, but like a psychic invisible sphere. And yes, seven songs on the album, each one represents a different atmosphere of the earth, so either representing scientific or esoteric points of view looked at with regard to its relationship to the earth and its interrelationship with other atmospheres, so the magnetosphere, the exosphere, etc., etc. And yeah, a lot of different musicians and instruments on each song, but that one was pretty cool, the New Sphere right there. Atmospheres came out in 2020, just about a year ago. And before that, we heard, looks like a solo project by a musician, goes by Nostola, and that was the title track from an EP called The End of Someday, we heard from 2019. Before that, started the set with Nori the Funk Band, with some mashed up old classic songs of some sort. Odd slicing and mixing, and that's a DGA25, the song, also of 2019. So yes, this has been a trip through Kyushu, Japan, and we're gonna finish with a little slice of hip-hop from Kumamoto. Artist goes by Quest, featuring S. Low on the vocals, and this song is called Da Jiggle. So yes, more Japanese language hip-hop. And ending with another artist from the city of Nagasaki, who is originally from England. Goes by Sœur, Sisters in French. And the song's Deep Unicorn, new stuff from this year, 2021. So yeah, it's going to be some wild soundscaping stuff to end the program. So yes, this has been Wandering Rhythms, traveling through Japan. And thank you for joining on this odd and lovely journey. Till the next time, I have been Nick Legacy. And by the way, to find this episode and others, visit wanderingrhythms.com. You can find playlists, podcasts, and so on. Good day, one love, till the next.
QSD One Love, Jigon's Asshole, Have a Nice Trip, 634 Ride On, Yeah, Give Me the Microphone, How We Roll, また気づけば夜迎える朝までオールナイトチェック1 2 2 I'm a S-Low, It's My Time Don't stop, just do it on the right way. 結ばいの調子はなげ、はい、問題はない。狭い街から見る広い世界、日々サバイブ、My life size、 真っ白な線引くボーダーライン、飛び越えてみる、手に取ってみる、まず聞けばわかる、 Blow your mind、 他とは違うチョイス、俺の道、この手で釣り上げる存在価値。